All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today in Rav Kashtiel Sefer. We're picking up on page 9. So let's actually begin. We're beginning the fourth paragraph down. Hasheila eich anu mefanochim or mefanchim kol musag. Tzarech lefarik oso lahavin oso kde livno ses hanefesh shalanu api amisus ha'arachim. So remember again, Rav Kashtiel here is focusing on the Midah of Zihirus, which we've learned already twice with the Mesilas Yesharim, which means the need to go ahead and pay attention in life, the need to lead life with an awareness, to be an ever-present awareness about what's good, what's bad, what's the Tov Ha'amiti, what is the ultimate good, what are we working towards? So if Kashtiel raised this idea yesterday, that is this not a little bit of a suffocating way to live life? Meaning at the end of the day, if you tell somebody constantly, be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful, so am I not going ahead and causing, page 9, the third to last paragraph on the page, am I not going ahead and ultimately potentially stifling the individual? So essentially, what the Mechaber explains was, everything depends on definitions. The truth is, in general, we know in learning and in Judaism, so everything depends on how we define certain concepts, certain terms. So watch this. He says, Ukudei Lahasbir, says, perhaps the reason why we perceive that Zihirus can be stifling, perhaps is a result that we are misdefining the word. See, writes, Kudei Lahasbir es Musag HaZihirus, Nikra Kamashuros. Therefore, in order to appreciate what Zihirus actually means, let's read a few lines. From now, he's going to quote now from the Ramchal, from Mesilas Yesharim. This is a quote from the Ramchal. Ramchal writes, Hine inyan ha-zihirus. What is zihirus? We actually read this to you yesterday. What is zihirus? Hu sheyihye ha-adam nizhar b'masov v'b'inyonav. Person should be nabosei. Nizhar literally means what? How would you translate that word?
Careful.
Person should be careful with his actions and in all matters in life. Now, what does that mean to be careful? Kilomar, misponin u'mifakeach al-ma'asav u'durachav. Person must be contemplative. Mifakeach, pikeach, means wise, right? The person must be contemplative and wise regarding all of his actions and the pathways he takes. Now, still, what does that mean? Hatovim heim imlo. We'll say that it's an incredible idea. Remember, we've spoken about this already a number of times, but no matter how many times you say it, it sounds so simple, but yet it really is in practicality, in actuality, so complex, which is that before I do something in life, I have to ask myself a simple question. Is this good or not? Is this something good? Now, remember again, as I mentioned before, that question presupposes A, that you know what good is, and that question presupposes B, that you have what's called a Tov Ha'amiti. Tov Ha'amiti means an ultimate good, which means something I'm actively working towards in life. Because, let's say, if I'm not working towards something in life, then it's very hard to define if something is good or not. Good, meaning what's my framework, what's my barometer? But if I know that I'm working towards what he calls the Tov Ha'amiti, the ultimate good, then I ask myself, is this thing that I'm about to do, is it good, is it not good? And good is defined by, will it help me reach the Tov Ha'amiti to which I'm aspiring to reach, to get to? So is it good or not? Hatovim heim olo. Levilti azov nafsho lesakona sa'avodon chas valila. Because if I don't do this, if I don't ask myself this question, I run the risk, God forbid, of abandoning my soul to sakona sa'avodon, to the sakona ultimately of just being lost. V'lo yelech b'mahalech hargelo ki'iver ba'afila. So we'll say, so what happens? Let's say I don't live life with zihirus. Let's say I don't ask myself before I do something, is something good or not good? So we'll say, so interestingly enough, we know the answer, therefore, is not that I'm going to be a sinner, right? Meaning, if a person doesn't live life with zihirus, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to therefore sin. What it does mean is that I'm stumbling blindly through life. I'm stumbling blindly through life. Meaning, if I don't ask myself, is this good, is it not good? If I don't have in life a Tov Ha'amiti, something that I'm ultimately aspiring towards, then what is informing and guiding my decisions? Then at the end of the day, what is shaping the way I behave? I become, remember again, he says, I become like an Iver Ba'afila, I become like a blind person who's walking in the dark. Navosa, you'll say to yourself, Iver Ba'afila, a blind person in the dark, what does it matter if a blind person is walking in the dark or in the light? Remember this from the Ramchal, good Shaila, right? He's got a point. Right? So remember, we saw this in the Ramchal, because what's the difference? You see, if a blind person is walking in the light, others can help him. If a blind person is walking in the dark, no one could help him. See, the Rebbe is saying, if I'm not clear about what I want from life, if I'm not clear about my tov ha'amiti, what I'm aspiring towards, then not only can I not help myself, but what? But what? No one else can help me either. Right? Right, correct. And I in turn can't help others in the same boat. Right? No one else can help me. I'm profoundly lost and no one can help me simply because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. This is why Zihiros is necessary. Vihine Zedavar Shasta. Remember, just quoting from the Ramchal now. Vihine Zedavar Shasecho Yichayehu Vadai. Now here's what's interesting. There are some things in our Judaism which intellectually, from a sikhli perspective, I don't have to do, but from a spiritual perspective, I do need to do. So the Ramchal suggests over here that Zihirus is one of those things that from a sechel perspective, from an intellectual perspective, is something that makes sense. Why? Ki acharei sheyish la'adam dea v'haskel lahatzil es atzmo v'livroach me'avado nishmaso. Because after a person has intellect and knowledge and understanding, and he's able to save himself from making catastrophic mistakes and losing himself, it was a page 9, about 5 lines up from the bottom of the page. We'll say, how could it be that a person has the ability to live life with their eyes open, that a person has the ability to make informed decisions, that a person has the ability to ask himself, is this action good or not? And if it's not good, I'm going to avoid it. How could it be that a person has all of those abilities and yet a person won't take advantage of it? Chaval. Right? You know, again, if a person is blind and it's dark outside, nebach, they're going to bump into stuff because at the end of the day, they can't help themselves and there's no one else to help them. But lemaisa, again, if a person has 20/20 vision and they could see everything, but because they don't pay attention, they walk into telephone poles. So lemaisa, you say to that person, come on, what are you doing? I'm sorry you're hurt. I'm sorry you're in pain. I'm sorry you have to have that big welt on your forehead. But at the end of the day, what are you doing? Why are you walking into telephone poles? Why would you let that happen to you if you have the ability to change that around? He says, "Ein lecha." Listen to what these words are. "Ein lecha pechisos vaholilus rami zevadei." Both says the Ramchal, and this is a very strong statement. You know, it's interesting that as we get older, because we're aging together, we've been learning together for a while now. As we get older, it's interesting to note how you come to realize that in life, the greatest challenge in life is not sin. Isn't that interesting? That's not the greatest challenge. The greatest challenge in life is making silly, unnecessary mistakes. Sin, you know, if you think about it, really, sin is relatively easy to avoid. It really is. I mean, if a person is thoughtful, person is able to, if we all try to control our desires, which is not an easy thing, you could avoid. It's the silly walking into the telephone pole mistakes because we're not paying attention. Those are the things that doom us. Those are the things that really pull the rug out from us in life. And look what the Ramchal says over here. He says here, God gave us the faculties to make informed decisions. God gave us the faculties and the abilities to go ahead and figure out what is good, what is bad, and choose good and avoid that which is not good. And so many of us just fail to activate this ability of Zihirus. The Ramchal says, "Ein lecha pechisus v'holilos rami zavadai." There is nothing worse. Listen to these words. There is nothing worse. Pechisus means like a lowliness. Holilos means like a levity, like a silliness. There is no greater silliness in life than someone who lives life without Zihirus, without a sense of awareness, without a sense of paying attention to ultimately what I want to do, what I need to accomplish, who I am. Kva osekein, look at the Ram, these are strong words. And one who lives life without Zihirus, says the Ramchal, who parchos me'abehemos o me'achayos. He's even less than an animal. He's less than an animal. Why? Because animals, at least, asher betivam lishmor es atzmam. Animals, at least, they try, right? They have in their teva to go ahead and watch themselves. Meaning, animals may not be highly intellectual beings, but there's one thing that animals know, which is what? How to avoid danger. how to avoid danger. They sense danger, they know how to avoid danger. And therefore, again, they have this intuition where they're able to go ahead and simply avoid that which is dangerous and that which can be detrimental. So the Ramchal says that's what Zahiros is. Zahiros is living life with an awareness. Zahir means to be careful. What am I being careful from? I'm being careful to avoid those things that will bring me down by asking myself, is this good or is this bad? And I'm careful to engage in the things that will lift me up and that will ultimately take me to my final goal in life, to my tova amiti. To live life without Zahiros says that I'm called to be lower than an animal. An animal may not be aspiring towards some ultimate good, but at least what an animal does know is what? Is how to avoid that which is negative. Page 10, the top. Let's just go a little bit weiter. We might have to start at 5:30 for now on, just to get the full, I'll leave it to a popular vote, but take a look at page 10. I'm getting some dirty looks from the, so take a look at page 10. So look what the Mechaber says over here. Kedei lahazbir lanu es hazihiros, mishtamish po haramchal bedimui me'olam achai, olam habehemos v'achayos. So what's quite interesting about this is, when the Ramchal wants to impress upon us the importance of Zahiros, he uses animals as an example. Isn't that interesting? He uses animals as an example. Chayos hasadeh, now why animals? So this is really amazing. Chayos hasadeh, hem ma'ot tavayos, hem zormos. So remember, animals are driven by instinct and nature. Zormos means there's a constant flow, there's a constant energy, constant movement. Interestingly enough, when you go to the zoo, right? Zoo might not be the best example because animals are obviously in cages, encaged. Is that a word? Encaged? Yes, thank you. So you don't see a pachad in animals. Now we'll define what that means. Kolachayos ratzos b'shetach niros lanu ma'od mishuchraros zormos lo kifuos. Right, the animals, when you see them running out in the field, they look very free. They're flowing. They're not frozen in place from inaction. Lo charedos kol olam achai ma'od zorem ma'od toses. So again, when you look in the animal kingdom, there's constant movement, freedom of movement, and there doesn't seem to be a preoccupation with a fear about what can or may happen. Ludugma, he gives an example. Ata roeh chatul rats. You see a cat that's running. Hu zorim yoser tov mimcha. He flows. Literally, his energy is better than mine. Hu yodea larotz yoser maher mimcha. The cat knows how to run faster than me. Likfos le'itzim sha'ata lo magia eleim, to jump into trees that I wouldn't dream of. Aval toch kidei hatnua shalo hu doruch. Hu ma'od irani. But yet, interestingly enough, the cat is always alert. Hu lerega echad lo ma'aved esa aranos shalo. He never loses his alertness for a moment. Ha'oznayim shalo kashuvos lishmoa imesh sakana miskaros. Well, it's an amazing thing. I think this is true with dogs also, no? That it's interesting that their ears, right? The ears, I don't know if it's, is it dogs also? Right? I don't know why I'm looking at that table. Oh, Menachem is a dog guy. Right? So, the ears perk up, the ears move around. It's an amazing thing. See here, they're enjoying life, running around, jumping into trees, fetching ball, whatever they're doing. But yet, again, the ears are always attentive for anything that's coming. Ha'inayim shalo sarkos l'chalat stadim. The eyes scan all different corners. Ho'erenehu zorim. Hatzvi rats kidei hazvima shalachayim shalo. Similarly, the deer runs all over the place. Betvios kechelik me'ateva. Hu erani hu murakaz hu daruch. Hu lo stam mishtolel. Aval hu erani hu zahir. So the Chabir says something very interesting, which is that when you look at the animal kingdom, everyone's alert. They're running around. They're doing whatever they want. They're enjoying their lives. They're free. But their ears, their antenna are always up for what's going on around them. Zeperusha. Let's just read this last line for this. We'll stop today. Zohir. What does Zohir mean? Zohir perusho. Lo chanika sachaim. The idea of Zahiros Rabosai is not a stifling concept. Zahiros doesn't mean be afraid. Think about everything 1 million times before you do it, which of course leads to a life of inaction, right? A life of passivity. That's not what Zahiros means. The goal of Zahiros is not to strangle the spontaneity or the joy or the happiness out of life. Eladrichus Aronos Kechelek Meotzmos Achaim. Rather, what Zihirus is run around the field, run around the Shetach, run into the trees, but always keep your antenna up. Always keep your ears focused for what it is that's happening around you. That's why the Ramchal, posits Rav Kashtiel, compares us to the animal kingdom. Because in this respect, the animal kingdom is an incredible paradigm for how to live life, how to live life. Now again, they're living a different kind of life, but how to live life with a constant awareness of everything happening around you. So too, what does Zihirus mean? Zihirus means live. Zihirus means enjoy, and we'll go into this more tomorrow. Zihirus means enjoy life, live life, actualize yourself in life, but just always be attentive to the realities around you. Always be attentive to the realities of life. But I'll say we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up on the bottom of page 10 tomorrow. You have to continue to live.
Yeah.
But to be attentive. Yes. Though.